it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The expense of caring for a pet, or expenses, I should say. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He should know he has a pet.
I've got Huck here with me right now.
Hello, Huck.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. I'm a dog person. You know, Huck, our black lab, is about a year and a half old now. He is pure joy wrapped in fur. I tell you.
He is.
Which we find all over the house, the fur. Well, he is a part of the family, equal parts goofy sidekick, and he's a very loyal companion. For his first year, we were at on a vet plan that covered his immunizations and neutering. The cost was about $900 for the year. In spite of trying to keep in healthy, and the reality is that one day he might need medical care. That could cost thousands, and that's a tough thing to think about, both emotionally and financially. The good news is there are strategies to plan ahead and help manage costs without really compromising care. Pet insurance, well, that can offset unexpected expenses like surgeries. Plans vary, but many may cover accidents, illnesses, and even medications. Premiums, they range widely, so you've got to really compare your options. Wellness plans focus on preventative care, and they spread out costs for vaccines, exams, and dental cleanings. They don't cover emergencies, but they make routine care more predictable, and that's essentially what we did with Huck for his first year. Preventative care at home, and that's just maintaining healthy lifestyle that can help avoid costly vet visits through a balanced diet, exercise, dental care, and vaccinations. And smart shopping. Veterinary costs can vary. Use generic medications, shop around for services, and request an itemized estimate before agreeing to any form of treatment. Pets like Hut, they enrich our lives immensely. I can see the way that Steve is smiling right now with Huck in here. But they also remind us that responsible ownership means being prepared for possible emotional and financial challenges ahead. A little planning today can make sure that dogs get the care that they deserve tomorrow. And, of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I had a responsibility of at one time. We had a dog and a cat.
Oh, boy.
A rat terrier and a cat. And so before I left for work in the morning, I had to set out the food for both of them.
Oh, you had a really big responsibility there.
No, it is. How do you keep the dog, the rat terrier, from jumping in there and eating the cat food?
Oh, that's a good point.
So I had to separate them every morning. The dog had to go on a landing for a while, and then Shelly would let him out after I left, and after the cat had finished up.
Yeah,
that's a balance you got to get.
Has anybody here had a pet that you put food out and they don't immediately scarf it down?
Nope. Mm-hmm. I guess I do. One of my cats doesn't care.
Yeah.
Really?
The other one snarfs and the other doesn't.
Yeah, because I know. I mean, but it seems mostly, to me that most dogs are gonna be just you put it out and it's gone, baby.
Yeah. I remember the cats are like that. Of course, my rat terrier, he would eat anything.
Anything. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We would say things like plastic coming through in his stool, things like that, you know. So he'd eat something. And then, of course, you know about the time that my wife's wedding ring went missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I took the traps out of the sinks. I was going, and then I took the dog out about a day later.
Saw something shiny in there?
Something twinkling in a...
Oh, man, that's a great story.
Cleaned it up and took it out to...
You didn't just put it on...
I took it out to Hillsburg's and let them clean it up.
Oh, good,
a little more.
Good, okay.
Didn't tell them what was on there, but they wouldn't. They did a great job, but we got it back. And lucky, some of those dogs, they can ingest anything and pass it through there. That's why they're dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, they are a responsibility, and some people just... You know, they just don't take it seriously. I'm glad you guys do. because
you got to.
Yeah.
You got to.
Today is Patriot Day. Gives us all a time to reflect on the devastating terror attacks that took nearly 3,000 lives on September 11th, 2001. Don, I don't know if I've ever asked you, or where were you that morning? Of course, had you been on the – no, you weren't with us yet.
No, I was with Channel 3 at the time, and we were – I was getting ready to take a media flight on a KC-135 mission. And we actually had the camera on the base commander, and he was mic'd up
at the time.
Wow. And then all of a sudden up on – because he was giving us a briefing on what to expect. And then all of a sudden they brought up CNN showing the buildings being hit. And in about, I'd say, fewer than 5 minutes, they had us – first they sequestered us in that room. But all the lights started going off, and they called every single division manager, you know, or whatever. I don't know what their titles were from the base. And I spent the next, I don't know, 48 hours or so out in front of the base. They immediately brought in concrete barricades, you know, so that traffic would have to swerve around. But no, it was a very, very interesting experience. And we have on tape, we didn't air it, the adjutant coming up to him and whispering in his ear what was going on.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. Google says searches for pumpkin spice just hit an all-time high. They always peak in September, but we're searching for pumpkin spice stuff more than ever, it looks like. Searches for pumpkin spice near me also hit an all-time high. Florida and New Mexico are Googling it the most. They looked at some of the top pumpkin spice products they've been searching for over the past month. Top trending products overall are pumpkin spice floor cleaner.
Okay.
Toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Trash bags. Lotion. And pumpkin spice brooms. There you go.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice. I'm not sure what that's all about.
I've got a question to ask both of you. It's been my experience, and all the different people I know, and, you know, whether I know their pumpkin spice tolerance or not, more people don't like it than do, in just my own experience. What about you guys?
I'm not even sure I know what it is.
I don't know. Before it became a thing, I don't think I...
Is it a fragrance?
But now that it's pervasive...
Yeah, is it a fragrance, Dad?
Well, it's anything.
Yeah.
Could be food. Obviously. It could be product.
Could be toilet paper, apparently.
Could be toilet paper, yeah. I don't have any feelings about it one way or the other. Nobody I know has ever mentioned it to me.
You,
except
Dad?
Yeah.
Like I said, just about everybody I know kind of has a negative. I know one person that really loves pumpkin spice stuff. And everybody else is like, you're weird.
Okay.
You know what I like? A good piece of pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin pie?
Now I'm on board with that.
Plenty of whipped cream.
Yeah, I don't really like that either, so.
Yeah. Okay. Boeing has reached a tentative deal with its workers on strike in Missouri.
More than 3,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 837, went on strike in early August across three Boeing plants in the St. Louis area. Boeing says this new deal, on average, would give those workers a 45% raise over the next 5 years. It would also restore signing bonuses.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And give many workers more paid time off and sick leave. But not all on-strike workers feel this deal is fair. Assembly mechanic Clifford Wachter says the deal offers minimal benefits to longer tenured employees like him and says it's not much different than the offer the union already turned down. Union workers are expected to vote on this proposal on Friday. Max Dieknight, Fox News.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.